Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a site that's 14 years old, and we update it every day just for you. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our new friend, Jack Nadal, who's the author of the new book, How to Use What You Have to Get What You Want. And folks, this guy has been building the marketplace since after World War II, having served in World War II. When people like Jack Nadal speak, Jim Blasingame listens. Jack, tell us about what it is about your book that when you talk about how to get what you need, how to use what you have to get what you want. Tell us what you mean by that.
It's exactly that. I think I started thinking about that about 18 to 20 years ago when I mentored an entertainer into an entirely different career. I said, you don't have to learn anything new. You just have to use what you have, but you got to use it right, and let's think of how it fits into the marketplace. So that's the title of the book, and then it's also 100 basic ideas that mean business. If you want to use the ideas, you have to have the background. You have to learn. In today's terms, you have to reboot your mind and get it in the right position. And then you have to know the things that work. If I was starting to play golf today, I'd like to find Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicholson to teach me. I want to position myself correctly. Mm-hmm. I want to think correctly. I want to do all the things that I need to do. And starting with the first basic idea, which was find the need and fill it. Mm-hmm. I found the need in China for all the material, and I filled it. Mm-hmm. It worked, and that's the point. So many of us.
You know what's interesting, Jack? What's interesting about the marketplace today is what you found was a niche, but it was a big niche, and it was right out there. You know, it was a big niche that you loaded onto ships and transported over the ocean. So it was a big niche, but it was a niche nonetheless. In today's world, as in the intervening years since then, when you shipped all that wool to China, America has become a marketplace of niches, hasn't it? Niches, but niches of niches.
Lots of niches, and I think that's a wonderful point, Jimmy. You've got to find your niche where you're comfortable. That's why I say use what you have. Don't try to get something. Use what you have to get what you want. And you got to find that niche. And the whole purpose of the book is to help people find that niche, to give them the knowledge and the equipment they need to make it work for them. As a matter of fact, I feel so strongly about it. And quite frankly, you always have to have a goal. But goal used to be money. Now it isn't. I really want to pass on the information. I want other people to benefit by what I've learned. So I've actually made arrangements that if anybody really, really wants to read it and understand it and progress through it, I'm going to send it to them with my compliments.
So you're going to give the book away in PDF form right now. If people want this book, right, and folks, I've got my PDF copy in front of me. Jack, how do they do that? Where do they go to get it?
All they have to do is go to my website, which is ideasthatmeanbusiness.com.
Ideasthatmeanbusiness.com,
right. One word. And there's a thing on there. Just tell me you want it, and it's going to get back to you by return email.
You'll have it
5 minutes after you ask for it.
Yeah, and folks, it's a hundred major lessons on things like, for example, taking a calculated risk. That's one thing that I went right to that chapter real quick, Jack. And so, folks, get this free copy now. After after this offer, you know, I don't know, a month or two down the road, he may start charging for the book. I think you are going to publish it in hard copy, I think, Jack. But thank you for making it available to small business owners.
It's currently being sold on Amazon for $10.
Yeah.
But as I say, I want it out there. I want people to understand that. I want people to benefit. The one thing is, we cannot control what's happening in the world, in the government, in the city, in the state, and so on. We can control what we do, and we reach the center of our own universes. And I think that we depend on ourselves. But you need all the equipment you can get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, well said, Jack. The folks that you're going to find things like take a calculated risk. How to do that? How to be self motivated. He says relationships, results, and reward are three major success tips. He talks about a lot of different things in the book, folks, from a long career of and a very successful long career. And as I said, I've only recently found out about Jack, but when Jack speaks, Jim Blassingame listens. Jack, thank you for being here. Give us that website one more time.
It's Ideas That Mean Business. .com.
And go there and get the free book, folks.
And you just send me your email address and you'll get back the book on a PDF.
Jack, will you join us again? Will you come back, and we got a lot more to learn from you.
I would love to join you again. I love what you have to say, and I love the way you opened it. I think that's the whole idea that you got to depend. You got to.
Thanks, Jack. I got to go. I'll be back after these messages, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.